Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit.
Brought to you by...
And now, with American something Leaf completely Detection. Over the top...
Me.
The host and star of the Snake Pit. Snake.
Well, one of the most favorite things that we get to do here on the radio station is introduce you to not only the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but just a couple of months later, the inductees. As I think we learned maybe in January, typically they used to do this in October, but they kind of moved it backwards a little bit, and they only give you a couple of months lag time from the announcement of the nominees to the announcement of the inductees. And we got the announcement of the inductees yesterday. And first off, the parameters, which you guys may or may not know. Artists or bands become eligible for nomination 25 years after releasing their first commercial recording. And among the 14 nominees this year, 8 were appearing on the ballot for the first time. The 8 first timers, which it's very difficult to get in on your first time, unless you're obviously like one of the giants. Bad Company, that's the first time they've been nominated. The Black Crowes, now that makes sense from the timing of their first record. Chubby Checker had never been nominated. Joe Cocker had never been nominated. Billy Idol, Mana. Did I say that right? Mana?
Yes.
Mana?
Mana.
Outkast and Fish. So, again, Bad Company released their first record in the early 70s, and they never got a nomination. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know the parameters set, but they definitely have their own jam going here. So those were your first-time nominees. And then the rest of the nominees were Mariah Carey, Joy Division / New Order, Oasis, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. So that's it. The total, okay, Bad Company, Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division, New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Mana, Oasis, Outkast. That was the list. We predicted, I think, when it came out, that Mariah Carey would get in because she's been up there multiple times. We thought Joy Division and New Order would get in. We thought Oasis would get in. And that was about it. We didn't think the first-timers would get in. But we do have the now inductees. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the 7 inductees of 14 nominees, half the class got in, will begin with this. As first-time nominee, Bad Company is in. I don't really have a problem with this. I just can't believe that they weren't nominated before.
What about Feel Like Making Love? I thought you hated songs with making love.
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, what are you going to do? They've got, like, 10 hits that were on the, like, Billboard Top 5. They were a true... huge, huge group. And yeah, I can't stand this song. I like Shooting Star, though. I still listen to this. They kind of sound the same, too, those two
yes,
songs.
Yes, they
too,
do.
Right?
They sound very similar.
But yeah, like I...
This just screams mid-70s.
Yeah, it does. But they had rock songs. I mean, Can't Get Enough. Right? Just
yeah, they were like kind of like the cross between Southern Boogie and kind of that CCR rootsy type rock as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll take whatever I want. And we've been beat over the head with these songs thanks to classic rock for so many years. But again,
they sound terrible.
the actual production of them.
Yeah, it sounds muddy as hell.
I don't know. Bob's blowing
don't
his head
do
off.
Don't do it, Bob. No.
Double barrel.
Both temples.
This is just, yeah, this
you,
is...
You want the bullets to meet in the middle of your brain and then just explode?
I was wondering if I could do that. Yeah.
Again, I don't think any of us are super big fans, but they left their mark.
Yeah, they did. They belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll give you that.
Yes, they do. They do.
They did, but this does remind me of the old Hardline bit for Can You Restart the Song on When You Tune Out?
Yes.
Gone.
Yeah.
The punch out.
Yeah, the count in, you're like, what song is this? Oh, okay, no.
It doesn't take long. All right, making it in as well, inductee number two.
Gordon.
That's all I thought of when I heard this, is Gordon Keith would be happy. His favorite artist of all time, Cyndi Lauper, got in. Oh, you talk about a double barrel. I mean, I guess I just never got it. I never, ever got it.
Never did.
No matter what she did, it killed me. You know what? It also kind of goes back to awkward times in your life. You know, like middle school. And like this song would play at a dance or something, and I'd be like, oh God, I have to go over there and talk to someone and dance. And I couldn't, it just gives me the willies, you know?
Two albums worth?
That's the thing, she's such a short timer.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
she's like the Terrell Davis of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But
bringing it back to sports!
She did have a 5 or 8 year window. Oh God, she bop.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is horrible.
And she was that first MTV generation.
Yeah,
where
she was.
She owes this to MTV as much as anything else.
There's no doubt.
She owes Captain Lou for all of it.
And then we heard how she
Captain
actually,
Lou is her John Elway.
We heard how she actually talked and we're like, whoa, you're like East Side Brooklyn accent, like it's crazy hearing her talk.
You remember the We Are the World documentary?
Yeah,
when they were making her take off all her jewelry because
it was clanging around.
Quincy Jones is like, "What am I hearing?" She was wearing a million bracelets.
Dude, it looked like Mr. T on her wrists. Inductee number 3 of 7.
Okay,
let's go. As Soundgarden officially makes it in.
R.I.P. Chris Cornell.
They were of the Seattle bands. Every one of the Seattle bands would tell you these guys were, they thought, the best.
Coolest.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for Spoon Man. That's the bullet to my brain pan.
Spoon Man was a tough one. Was not a fan of that either. But they were a monster band back in the day. And you know what's really weird? Think about it from a Dallas perspective. Think about three bands, potentially four, coming out at the exact same time. And all making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Crazy.
Like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Soundgarden all came out right around the exact, within a year of each other, and they all became supergroups.
Alice in Chains in there?
They kinda, yeah.
Well, Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots were like the second wave.
Yeah. But Alice in Chains was pretty close.
It's pretty close, yeah. But yeah.
But
man, that Louder Than Love, that CD was in my car as I drove all around Denton in my college years.
Burden in My Hand, it to me is like the perfect combination of Seattle and modern rock, and it just, I love this song.
This is a good one.
Seattle.
Yes, Bill, Seattle.
Very Seattle.
So I was very happy to see that Soundgarden made it. You know, I'd go to their live shows though, and I'd be like, eh.
I never saw Soundgarden.
I saw Chris Cornell solo, and that dwarfed. Soundgarden for me.
Yeah. I mean, I know Super Unknown was like their launching point, but for me, Bad Motorfinger with Rusty Cage and Outshined and Jesus Christ Pose, those so many good songs on that record.
No doubt. Inductee number 4 of 7. He's been on the hard line. And dude, you talk about not getting it. I don't get it. Is it because this was at the very beginning?
Yeah, it's foundational rock and roll.
But you had 2 songs. This
and Twist Again.
And Let's Twist Again. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Remember what we did last summer?
Well, we're going to do it again, and I'm going to make a whole lot of money. Sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist,
and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Huh. Like, do you think the kids back then were like, really? Like,
no. They ate this up because they were stupid. They were dumb boomers.
They didn't know it. They were dumb boomers. Well, he's in, and he had one of the most legendary interviews we've ever had, where you talk about a rambling, nonsensical bunch of whatever.
Still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Inductee number 4 of 7 into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we find another first-time nominee in Joe Cocker getting in. He does have a kick-ass voice.
He has one of the most identifiable voices in rock history. I'll give you that.
Yes, and him. This is my favorite of his songs, by a mile.
It's tough not to like this one.
But the problem with him is Feeling All Right is great. That song's great. And I get this had a connection with us as kids because of the Wonder Years. But all he did was covers.
Yeah.
He became the cover guy. This always made me sad. Like, the Beatles version of Get By With a Little Help from Your Friends is like
it's
the most
jaunty.
It's so positive and uplifting. And this is just threw me for a loop.
I will give him credit. We saw in the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary documentary that he just went along with it when John Belushi was doing him right next to him on stage.
That was kind of badass.
Yeah.
That was really, really cool. So the great Joe Cocker posthumously gets in. Inductee number 6.
Oh, did you call and congratulate him yourself?
We did. We talked. As the White Stripes are in!
He's trying to single-handedly keep rock alive.
Yeah, he kind of is. That guitar lick right there is just such a monster.
Well deserved.
Yeah, I mean, they were so... I mean, this song is now...
It's a stadium chant.
It's... I don't think he...
It's basically Freed from Desire.
Yeah. It's such a giant song. And I don't know how much he liked to play this back in the day with the White Stripes. Now, he's embraced it. I mean, it's a show closer for a lot of those shows he does. He's going to be here next week, by the way.
Wow.
1 week from today.
Are you going backstage?
Is he staying at the house?
I don't think he has a house here.
No, your house.
Oh, my house.
In the side yard? Park his trailer in the side yard?
Jack has better places to stay than my house. But
Jack, would you like some eggs?
And, of course, the Picks with Friends song, which Ham cribbed. Ring the bell. Yeah, the White Stripes, influential.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Beyond. I love them. He may get in twice. He may get in as a solo artist and as a White Stripe. Yeah. And finally, inductee number 7 of 7, you will find...
Mana?
Outkast.
Nice.
So you had a lot of first-timers get in. Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, and Outkast all got in.
Yeah, and as we reported on Monday, Fish won the fan vote, but that didn't count for anything.
Yeah.
And Fish doesn't care about this.
So
Oasis, Mariah Carey, Billy Idol, Joy Division / New Order, and Mana did
now
not
get
talking.
In.
Yeah.
You know, no disrespect to Hey Ya. It's great, but there's so much more.
Of course. It's like cherry picking Seven Nation Army.
For sure.
You know, right off the White Stripes and that's it.
I'm sorry, Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Got this one.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
You got The Way You Move.
Oh, did you see the
you got Roses.
Musical Influence Award winners?
Smell like poo-poo.
I saw Warren Zevon got in.
Warren Zevon and Salt-N-Pepa.
Salt-N-Pepa. Well, good. Donovan can watch the show now.
Got the Art of Storytelling. You got them all.
Yeah, they're
good
great.
For Outkast.
I don't mind this grouping. Outside of Cyndi Lauper, I don't really have a problem. Oh, and Chubby yeah. Checker.
But you can make an argument for all of them.
I know,
it's fine.
I know,
it's
I know.
It's fine.
I know, I know.
Who really cares?
I know. In the end, it's just as long as they get in, right? And the big question will be, will Meg White show up and perform with Jack?
That's interesting.
That'd
What's
be
she
badass.
Up to?
Just retired and doing whatever. And yes, will Chubby Checker be there too? And will he play this song? Yeah. Or will he throw us a curveball?
Yeah, maybe he'll rewrite it. Let's twist again in 2025.
Yeah.